Hey, good morning, everyone, and glad to have you all on the call with me. And we've got Ben Woodward, and one of my favorite thoughts from Ben himself, maybe still a little of his thunder, but it's his. He talks about this idea that it's all about having a club that people want to belong to. And so here we are. We've got a group this morning, a gathering place to get our thoughts together and just inspire people. That's what I know Ben loves to do, is inspire people. And so, Ben, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dave. Well, good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you on this beautiful Monday morning. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend and have lots to look forward to over the coming weeks. And, of course, as always, I'm looking forward to seeing you all in San Antonio in just a few weeks now. Now, last week we had a conference call where we announced some changes coming into the business. Some of them required some policy changes, and others were some changing in strategy. We talked about some changes to our pricing strategy to help lift some burdens and to make it more straightforward for people in building their NECAN businesses. Now, as with any big announcement that gets addressed or communicated, there is always a mixture of responses. Some have been very excited about the changes, and they're looking forward to them. They can't wait. Others misunderstood some of the announcements that were made, and they need some clarification. Some people heard one thing and then interpreted it differently. And some people have completely misunderstood some of the directions. So what happens typically in a situation like that is when there is confusion or misunderstanding, of course, concern sets in. I want to touch upon just some qualities that will help us get through moments of uncertainty. I know that some, whether we've been in the business for 6 months, 6 years, or 20 years, or even some have been in much longer than that, there are always times in our lives where we'll have ups or downs or moments of uncertainty where we need to make sure that we stay the course properly in order to get the best result out of our business or out of that experience. I found that there are certain qualities or character traits that can assist us in getting through a moment where we have uncertainty, confusion, or concern. And these qualities are willingness, trust, faith, patience, and surrender. I want to talk about each of those just very briefly for a moment, because I think these are important qualities to acknowledge at any stage of our lives in order for us to move forward and ensure we get the best out of our business opportunities and out of our relationships. The first one is willingness. Now, willingness is an interesting attribute because in order to accept this quality, we must be willing to do what we believe we cannot and also acknowledge perhaps what we may have avoided in the past. So that's an interesting perspective, isn't it? That in order to move forward successfully, we must be willing to do the things that we believe we can't, and we must be able to acknowledge the things that we may have avoided in the past. This can be painful. And sometimes people don't like that concept of embracing pain, but I think that's an important thing to do in order for us to be able to move forward. When we do this, when we're willing to be able to believe that we can do the things that we can, that we originally thought we couldn't, or that we can acknowledge the things that we may have avoided, it also helps us with another thing, and that is that we're able to see people and things as they really are. And that helps us to get better perspective and clarity on the situation as a whole. The next two qualities I'm putting together here, because even though they're very separate, that is trust and faith. Very often people confuse these two principles, but they are in fact very different. Trust, in my opinion, is the belief that you can get through anything, and faith is the energy that grows out from that trust, helping you carry on until things do get better. You can't have the latter without the former. And it's interesting as well for me, one of my favorite passages in the Bible says, in patience possess ye your souls. And that leads us onto that next quality, which is the virtue of patience. And I like that because in patience possess ye your souls suggests that the benefit of patience leads to good judgment. And sometimes, often, when we are confronted with a situation that we are uncertain about, knee-jerk reactions or misinterpretations can lead us to make wrong decisions or wrong assumptions And of course, we then go on to make wrong decisions, take wrong courses of action as a consequence. So patience. Patience is the capacity to accept and tolerate difficulty without anger or sorrow. And it's your lifeline when you find yourself in the midst of a hard time. I like that. So patience is the capacity to accept or to tolerate difficulty without anger or sorrow. In the same way that we can't rush the sunrise or the unfolding of the seasons, in many instances we cannot force ourselves through a challenging experience in less time than we need in order to learn and to grow and to accomplish. So patience helps us pass through these difficult moments as gently as possible. I love, love, love the virtue of patience. The last point, of course, is surrender. Now, this is an interesting word because surrender perhaps sounds like you're giving up, giving in, or bowing down, but it's not really about that at all. It's about holding on to the knowledge that something bigger and more powerful than you is at work beneath the surface of your experience, and that it will take you exactly where you need to be. Now, sometimes I think in difficult situations, surrender is perhaps the greatest challenge we encounter because it's so hard to accept uncertainty. But this is the critical point. We don't ever know what's yet to come or what yet is going to happen, but we can have the confidence that it will all be okay. And when we can surrender to that principle, then it helps us to move forward with greater conviction, greater assurance, and greater peace of mind, and perhaps most importantly, peace of heart. I'm really, really grateful for these virtues, ladies and gentlemen. They can help us to get through, I believe, anything. Like I said, whether it's moments of uncertainty in business, where it's a cloud of doubt in a relationship, where there are unexpected turns in the road of life that we are on, we are all going to experience this at some point or another. And these attributes, I think, really get to the heart of what humans being more is all about. If we can develop and foster these qualities, then we can truly get through anything. And I believe it's what we become in life versus what we accomplish that really matters most. It's who we are versus what we do that really makes the difference. I'm so grateful for these qualities, again, of willingness, of trust, of faith, of patience, and of...
I think Ben must have been driving with his phone and hit a dead spot, but... Anyway, great advice. I'm grateful and, well, probably just for all of you folks on the phone. I love being in, together, just involved in such a, so great a cause. And I like the opportunity to just be a good influence. And that's the thing I love about NECAN is just the ability to go out there and any person you touch, you can make them better with what we have, and that would be my challenge to all of you is just stand up and go make a difference. We got wonderful products, but so much of this is just investing in people. Help people develop and be more, gain these qualities that Ben talks about. And as you build your team, they become loyal to you because of what you're doing for them. And so I just say, pour your life into them, build an empire, one life at a time. And wow, we got a whole week before us. Let's make it count. San Antonio is just around the corner. Let's race to the finish or the beginning.